Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this Mass. We began the celebration always calling on the name of God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins, and with sincere words, we ask God to forgive us for the times that we fail to see the face of Jesus in others. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie. Let us pray.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his place, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go. Do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go, tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you, and when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord.
Of the Lord I will sing forever. Though all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever." In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness forever. With my chosen one, I have sworn to David, my servant. Forever I will confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations. of me. You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, to him who can strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
If you are visiting us, welcome. If you are seeing us through the television or listening through your radio, may God be with you. We have heard this gospel many times. We know that story, that annunciation, how God speaks to Mary through an angel. Gabriel, you know God speaks to you. God speaks to us through the years, through prophets, messengers, angels, apostles. And then he sends his son, Emmanuel, God. That's why it's such a joyous occasion. God is with us. God speaks to us just like he spoke to Mary in the gospel today. But at times we don't listen to him. We're too busy. There's other distractions, but he comes to us. Sometimes he speaks to us through our parents. He is present. Just yesterday, I love to tell this story. Yesterday, there were maybe about 20 or 25 volunteers who got together to prepare a very simple little meal for the homeless. And among the crowd that went, some grandparents took three little children, three little girls. They were small. I didn't do anything. I just stood around and watched. Everybody was working. And it was wonderful to see these beautiful little angels, almost like God sent. They were sharing the tacos with the poor. God was there. He had his hand there. I could see. I could feel the presence of God. He's around us. He speaks to us. He even touches us at times. He pulls on us. And Mary was afraid. She was afraid of the message. You will be with child. This little lady, about 14, 15, or 16 years of age, with this message from an angel, you will be with child. She was afraid. Like we are afraid at times. I remember when I left my house to enter the seminary back in 1968. I can remember that day so well. My mom and my dad in that old pickup truck took me to Saratoga. to begin my journey. That night, I was afraid. What am I getting myself into? Or just like the husband or the wife who began the journey, sometimes they're afraid. Will I be the best wife? Will I be a good wife? Will he love me? Or will we begin a new job? Will they like me? Will I be successful in this job? There's fears. Emmanuel is with us. God is with us. And that's what Mary said at the end. Yes, that fiat. Be it done to me according to your word. I'm afraid, but you're with me. That's what we celebrate. Emmanuel, God is with us. When there's fears, when we're afraid, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Ask him. He's there. Just like he was present yesterday at the Mother Teresa shelter. He's there. He never leaves us. That's what we celebrate. That's why this is such a joyous occasion. It's God with man. The Word made flesh and dwelt among us. Just call upon him. Like that first teacher our Blessed Mother did. She said yes. Say yes also to him. Call on his name. He would be there for you. Just like he was there for me and is with me every day. Emmanuel. Yes, Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us lift up our prayers to the Lord, trusting that they will be heard, and accepting God's will in response as did Mary, our model in faith, obedience, and humility.
For the Church, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, that we may bear witness to Christ's presence in our hearts and in our actions, great and small, Let us pray to the Lord. For leaders around the world, that they may show care and compassion to all whom they govern, let us pray to the Lord. For those who are homeless, and for those who are unable to heat their homes adequately during the cold winter, let us pray to the Lord. For doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers who minister to women about to give birth, let us pray to the Lord. For the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Layla Garaby, Luisa Garza, Yolanda S. Robinson, Emilio C. Trujillo, and Tony Science, let us pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
God of life and God of love, you have listened to the prayers of your faithful throughout history. Listen to our prayers we make here today and grant them according to your will. We ask this through the one whose arrival draws near, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Join in singing number 352, O Come Divine Messiah.
you, O Lord, our God.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands, praise and glory to thee, for our good and for the good of his holy church.
Let us pray. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exalted in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the host and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Jesus Christ. Not bring me to judgment or condemnation, but through your love and mercy, be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Please join in singing number 358, Come Emmanuel. Weary land, come and bloom like a rose. for the lost and alone. Come, Emmanuel. Come, Emmanuel. And ransom captive Israel. Wisdom, awake us, rouse us and shake us. And Prince of Peace, you are light of the world, who was and who is and whoever shall be. Come, Emmanuel. Come, Emmanuel. And ransom captive Israel.
Just some announcements. Join us to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, at the Christmas Vigil, which will be this evening at 5:30 p.m. or at midnight or at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. So it's 5:30, 12 midnight, or 10:30. And the parish office will be closed Christmas Day tomorrow. Let us pray. Having received this pleasure of eternal redemption, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so we may press forward all more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Before we end the celebration, I would like to thank a lot of people who helped me in this liturgy, very especially Deacon Mans, the altar servers who serve the altar of God with a lot of respect, love, and dignity, and the people of God. Thank you. The lectors did a beautiful job reading. Lydia, right? Who was a cantor. Alicia. You have a beautiful voice, Alicia. Use that voice. It's a gift God gave you. Ross, who played the organ. Thank you. Eucharistic ministers, ushers, the beautiful family who brought the gifts to the altar. And thank all of you for being here at this Mass. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our processional hymn, number 361, People Look East, verses 1 and 2.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Krista Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.